This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes past 6 p.m. Once again, I feel like my voice is really good. I don't feel good today, but I feel like my voice, like I feel like a voiceover guy.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I've done voiceovers, but I'm not a voiceover guy because my voice is really weird. But certain days seems to hit.
And today we're killing
it. Today is the day. Didn't eat a donut right before I came in. I have a thing, man. I know it, I think it kind of drives Rach crazy. It drives me crazy. Like if I eat anything, I get this weird, like, phlegm in my throat that I just can't get rid of. It just makes me nuts.
It's not the food. It's a...
No.
It's a byproduct.
No.
It's
no.
It's like a physical reaction.
And Rach has been like, take a drink. And I take a drink. It's hard to describe. It's not a habit. I've had that habit. I've had every habit. When I was a kid, I had the whole clearing your throat habit, which is terrible. But no, it's like an actual, like, just phlegm in my throat that I need to go like, it's hard to do on the air.
He's getting hung up.
What can but it's not getting hung up.
No.
Right?
No.
I know. Because that's exactly what I was thinking. That just getting hung up, brother. Just get a little
it
hung
happens.
Up.
It's the Twinkie Pipe.
You get a little old, things get hung up. Can't take another bite.
So a little inside baseball. Both Rachel and Tony send me very detailed, very long texts every day about what their topics are. And today Rachel just said, Pepito the cat. And so I walked in and I'm like, you got more, right? And she's like, I don't need more. I got the cat.
Yeah. Pepito is really all I care about. I mean, I have lots more. I've done a lot more show prep. But
it's all she wanted to talk about in the whole show. But we made it this far. So go ahead.
So Pepito the cat is a cat that I just kind of stumbled across on Twitter last night.
Can you sing it for us?
Oh, Pepito was a little cat. And the entire account, so his handle is at Pepito the cat. His bio is, I'm a cat. And apparently he is from France. And the entire account, you can see this, Tony, as I'm scrolling, is photos. It looks like a motion capture camera that every time motion's there, they're taking a picture. His owner, or Pepito himself, posts a photo that says, Pepito is out. And then the time in military time. And a picture of his little tail and hind legs going through the kitty door. And then Pepito is back home. Timestamp his little head coming through the kitty door. And he goes out like 10 or 12 times a day. Pepito has full run of his home. He can do whatever he wants. And it's so wholesome because Twitter is a cesspool. People are always mean. Pretty much any opinion or even the most like benign tweet, someone will say something crappy, especially if it's a big account. And Pepito has like 90,000 followers or something, which isn't huge, but it's still, you would think he would get some trolls.
He's an influencer
at that level.
He's an influencer at that level.
Everyone in his replies is so nice. I've just clicked on a random tweet here and let me read to you the replies. Be careful, Pepito. Bye, Pepito. See you soon. I hope you'll be safe. Have a good night, Pepito. Pepito the quarantine man. Bye, Pepito. Be safe, Pepito. Heart emoji. Have a nice time, Pepito.
What else do they say?
Pretty much just
that. I think we got it.
Over and over and over again. It is so wholesome. It makes me so happy that people just want to do simple, fun things like this, even in all of the chaos. And then, so I'm like, well, obviously I have to follow this cat. So I smash the follow button. And when you do that on Twitter, it like populates three more accounts they think you'll like to follow. So the three suggested accounts were Pepito's Friend, which is another cat that mostly tweets about wanting to hang out with Pepito.
Is its name Pepito's Friend?
Yes.
It doesn't have a name.
The handle is Pepito's Friend.
Okay.
And then Pepito's Second Friend, which is at Pepito's Sec Friend. And they basically, our other accounts run specifically for Pepito. And then the third account that was suggested that I follow after following Pepito the cow.
Say Pepito's Third Friend?
Tony Hawk.
Oh.
Just kind of out of left field.
Okay.
But then I thought, you know what? He doesn't not belong there. He seems like a nice guy, so.
I'd like to make a suggestion.
Hmm.
Rachel's Twitter and my Twitter kind of act as the de facto DGS show Twitter accounts. DGS does not have its own official Twitter account. If we ever make that decision to start one officially for the show, I think we make it with the sole purpose of being the one account that just trolls Pepito.
No!
Since you said everybody on there is so nice, like the one account that just...
I thought you were
going
to say just the comings and goings of Andrew.
No, it just doesn't give Pepito any leverage, any space at all. Just it goes at everything.
Hey, going to the clan meeting, Pepito?
You guys can do that when I'm gone because I would never stand for that. I will defend Pepito more than I wanted to defend Skyrim Grandma. And you guys know how I felt about her last week.
Can I just make a quick side observation? Tell a little quick side story. You said military time just now, and it made me remember something that happened this week. That we've talked about these moments on the show many times where you kind of get a win over your teenage daughter, who is so much smarter and better than you in every facet.
Haven't had one of those in a while.
So we were talking about the space launch earlier this week, or it might have been on Saturday during the. You know, while it was all happening. And somebody in the room, so it was either my wife or my daughter, I think it was my wife, I think it was Christine, that said, I wonder what time they use on the International Space Station, which I think is, which is a
like
great
which
question.
Which time zone?
Yeah, like what time, yeah, which time zone? Like what time is it there? Because you know they have a clock, but which time zone do they use? And I'm like, oh, that's a really good question. And we're talking about it, and my daughter, straight-faced, serious answer, goes, I think they use military time. And I said, no, we're talking about the time zone, like what time is it there? And she's like, yeah, I think it's military time there. And she was like, you know, like instead of it being 4 o'clock, it's 14. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I know what military time is. That's not what we're asking. And she's like, yeah, no, I think it is. I think that it's military time.
Did she ever figure it out?
I think eventually, but I'm not positive.
Man, speaking of things that remind us of other things, Tony, do you remember what I said to you when I first saw you today? And I was like, hi, Tony. And then I muttered something under my breath. Did you hear me?
You muttered something about your car.
Yeah, okay. So a couple weeks ago, Tony was nice enough to, on his break, like go out and wipe. My car was covered in bird poop, and it was in like the biggest part of COVID. I didn't think I'd be able to wash my car. I didn't want to like touch the touchscreen at a car wash, basically.
It was an OCD nightmare.
It was in dire straits. Tony took wet wipes and cleaned the entire tracks off for me. It was so nice, and I think of that a lot when I see Tony, and I remember like that was so nice whenever he cleaned my car. And today Tony and I see each other in the hall, and I was walking out to the garage just to like get a breath of fresh air, and I saw Tony go, hey Tony, oh, I'm gonna go clean the bird poop off my car. Like, you know how Dave's always like hi, like whispering hello to people? I was like, I'm gonna go clean the bird poop off my car. And then I was like, well, I probably just seem like a psycho because there's no way he might have heard the words poop, but I don't know if he heard exactly what I was saying or if he even like was on the same wavelength as me to where if he did hear what I was saying, he knew why I said that.
It was turn on the heel, 180, go back the other direction, something about the car. And I didn't think anything
wipes.
Of it. I just assumed that you forgot something and were saying like, oh.
I saw you and I was like, I should get a wet wipe and clean the bird poop off my car.
That's really funny. Yeah.
So when you see other people's messes, you feel like you need to clean them up?
I don't know. You know how it is. It kind of, each individual situation either touches that nerve or doesn't touch that nerve. And yeah. Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
What bothers you more, clutter or cleanliness?
Great question. I don't know. It's probably equal.
How do you feel about my desk?
I'm used to it, so I can separate that.
What if we had to trade offices for a week and you couldn't rearrange it? Could you work?
Oh, no. Yeah, no. I don't know. I'd have to. I couldn't clean the space. I couldn't, like, clear the space.
No.
No. Yeah, I'd have a hard time working. I can't go walk through my house without, like, I would be able to get things done so much faster and more efficiently if I could just walk down my hallway from one room to the other to do whatever I'm going to do without looking at the ground and picking up. If I see a crumb, which, you know, I have kids that walk around with food and go in and out of bedrooms. So there's, you know, there could be a piece of a Dorito or a cookie, you know, on the floor in the hallway, or a toy or a piece of paper, you know, like a torn off piece of paper, you know, or something like that. And I have to stop every time and pick it up as I'm walking down the hall. And it just, like, it slows me down so much. But I can't, if I just say, like, oh, I'll get it later and walk past it, I turn right around and go and get
it. So is your house perfect all the time?
No, because it's impossible to keep up with. But it is a constant battle. It's a constant battle. It's a vacuum, you know, a little hand vacuum all the time with, dog hair and toys and just in clutter, just everything. And I just am compelled to.
My friend Rick was
clean it every
like
time I pass
it. But worse. And I was giving him a ride home. Remember, Rick used to work with us. I was giving him a ride home in my car. And my windshield was completely covered in dirt and bugs and just, it was just nasty. So we've been going a couple of miles, and I could tell he was really stressed out. And I said, what's wrong? He's like, oh, nothing. Hey, would you mind hitting your windshield with a little, little window spray?
Yeah.
And I go, oh, man, I'm out. And I was.
Right.
I was bone dry. Had been for weeks. And I said, you okay? And he's like, I can't breathe. Like, we had to pull over, go to like an on the run, and I had to clean it.
I get it.
Because he was about to have a panic attack.
Well, you know what? When we switched vehicles earlier this week, and my wife and my daughter especially do not keep a very clean car. It's not trash car levels, but there's clutter and trash. And I can go for a ride. We can take my wife's car out, or I can take my daughter's car out without me having to, you know, like, I don't have the compulsion to go and clean it. But if there's something that is, like, that I can fix quickly, and I know it's kind of like it could be a bigger deal, then I can't help it. Like,
yeah,
the car, like the tire thing in the Jeep when I got it this
funny.
Week. Yeah,
I forgot who I was dealing with.
Yeah, one of your tires was like negligibly low,
like 2 pounds,
like exactly. But it was enough to make the little light come on, and so I had like it was the first stop I made when I was driving the Jeep for the first time was to put air in the tire.
I should have known who I was talking to. I told Tony. Hey, one of my tires is a couple pounds low, and it makes the thing flash. Just ignore it.
Yeah.
And he goes,
and it would have been,
and he goes, okay. And then I got back in the Jeep, and nothing was flashing. I'm like, wow, look at that.
It really was like, it said inflate to 43, and it was at 41. It was literally that, which is totally fine. I could have driven that for 2 days, and it wouldn't have been. But I had to make the light turn off. I had to make the light turn off.
So I guess you've never been in the situation in life where if your engine light actually goes off, then you're really worried that something's wrong.
Oh, I've had
because I've been there.
Yeah, no, I've had the engine light go off, and it definitely causes a bit of a panic.
No, I've had it on for like a year, and then when it goes away, I'm like, uh-oh. Right. This ecosystem's about to fall apart.
Well, sometimes it's just a bad... Like, I've had mine on for a very long period of time, too, but I had it figured out. Like, I had to figure it out. Like, oh, it's just a bad sensor.
Yeah, my engine's going to have to stop for me to take it in. Because it's always... I always need to check it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.